time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. This is Trevor Hall. And today is Thursday, July 29th. As has become customarily routine for several years ahead of the FOMC policy meeting announcement, the gold price was taken lower early Wednesday, shortly after the physical gold trading markets in the Eastern Hemisphere had closed for the day. Once the COMEX floor hours commenced, paper gold was used to push the price down to as low as $1,793. When the FOMC policy decision headlines began to hit the tape, gold was spiked like a football down to $1,791, but then launched back up over $1,800 to $1,809 before settling at $1,806. Silver actually traded higher overnight before succumbing to COMEX paper silver selling pressure when the COMEX silver pit opened. As with gold, silver was spiked lower at the FOMC policy release and then launched back up to settle at $25. The mining stocks were quiet until the Fed headlines hit, but then joined the metals party and rallied to finish higher, with GDX up 1.5% and the Amex Gold Bugs Index up 1.65%. The Mining Stock Journal said that the FOMC policy statement had all of the language removed from the June policy statement that had been interpreted as hawkish. The newsletter also said that new language concerning the level of monthly treasury and mortgage purchases of the Fed introduced the possibility that the Fed is considering increasing the level of quantitative easing. With the FOMC circus event out of the way, the Mining Stock Journal is becoming highly confident of a big move higher of the precious metals sector between now and end of the year. And I would say that we're off to a good start. This morning, gold is trading, futures basis, $1,830. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Western Copper and Gold. Western Copper and Gold is focused on developing the world-class casino project in Canada's Yukon Territory. The casino project consists of an impressive 11 billion pounds of copper and 21 million ounces of gold in an overall resource. Western Copper and Gold trades on the TSX and the NYSE American with WRN. Be sure to follow the company via their website, www.westerncopperandgold.com.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Rupert Resources reported drill results from in-mine exploration drilling at the Patavara mine in the central Lapland Greenstone Belt of Finland. Highlights included 11.6 grams per ton gold over 5 meters, and 26.8 grams per ton gold over 2 meters within a broader interval of 12.4 meters, grading 3.7 grams per ton. The focus of resource expansion drilling was T-vein, where a new geological interpretation envisaged a easterly plunging mineralized trend. The drill program successfully delineated continuous mineralization over a 500-meter easterly plunge between surface and 300 meters depth. This trend has only been the subject of sporadic previous mining. Rupert trades on the TSX Venture with RUP. Let's stay in Finland with Orion Resources. They announced results from drilling at the Amoruskyy discovery and its Risti property there in Finland. Drilling has extended gold mineralization to the northeast of Amoruskyy northwest with assay of 2.4 grams per ton gold over 6.3 meters. Drilling also confirmed and extended gold mineralization at Amoruskyy main with intervals of 88.9 grams per ton gold over a half meter. Zones of gold mineralization remain open in multiple directions at all target areas. Orion trades on the TSX Venture with AU and on the OTCQX with AIRRF. Manning Ventures shared results from its recent Phase 1 ground mapping and rock sampling program at three of its iron ore projects located in the Wabash-Fremont iron ore district in Quebec. As previously announced in a company news release, the Phase 1 program successfully confirmed the presence of iron formation at the company's Lac Simone, Hope Lake, and Broken Lake properties. Iron formation outcrop was sampled at three locations on the Lac Simone property, each assaying greater than 15% iron, which is the minimum cutoff grade used for many of the advanced projects in the region. In total, 8 samples collected returned assays greater than 15% iron, including 4 that were greater than 25%. Sampling work has confirmed 2 new discovery areas that have not had any documented work as well. Manning Ventures trades on the CSE with the symbol MANN. Denison Mines provided an update on its Phase 1 fieldwork on the Phoenix Uranium Deposit at the Wheeler River Uranium Project. Drilling has returned 22% U308 over 8.6 meters from hole 45, located outside the existing resource domain associated with Zone A and Phase 1 of the mining approach currently planned for Phoenix. Based on the Phoenix block model, hole 45 was expected to intersect low-grade uranium mineralization along the northwestern margin of the deposit, approximately 5 meters outside of the boundary of the Phoenix Zone A high-grade resource domain. The drill hole, however, intersected a thick interval of high-grade, unconformity-associated uranium mineralization. Denison's exploration team is currently incorporating the results of hole 45 into the Phoenix geological model to evaluate the potential to extend the high-grade domain with additional exploration drilling in the Phase 1 area of Phoenix. Denison trades on the TSX with DML and on the NYSE with DNN. And Talon Metals and the United Steelworkers Union announced a new workforce development partnership to advance the Tamarack Nickel Project in Tamarack, Minnesota. As part of the agreement, USW will work collaboratively with Talon Management to plan for the potential production and maintenance required at the Tamarack Nickel Project and develop a strategic plan for future recruitment. It is envisaged that the proposed mine at the Tamarack Nickel Project will require a mix of experienced underground miners and new age miners with skills in automation, AI, and computer modeling. From new skills to fundamental mining experience, the Talon Management team and steelworkers plan to work together to source talented people from the local community and mining regions in the U.S. that are facing declining demand. It is currently expected that the Tamarack Nickel Project would likely create 500 full-time, high-paying jobs. Kudos to Talon. This is great news. I was excited to report this one this morning. Talon trades on the TSX with TLO. That's it for the news briefing this morning. I have a full day of interviews lined up for today and in preparation for tomorrow morning's long form. It will most likely be the last one for a while. I will be on the road doing site visits next week, in and out of Wi-Fi and cell service. So I will say that the podcast next week will be sporadic at best. I don't know if I'll be able to get anything out, but we will see. But I'm always available via email, trevor@clearcreekdigital.com, if you need anything. The Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.